In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and mercy, and to commit the day afresh to His guidance and upholding. Where we see dimly, as in a silvered mirror, misted by our mortality, Lord, shine your light into our hearts and minds, that we might see you more clearly. God of light and life, in whose Son Jesus Christ is revealed all your glory and its noonday brilliance, fullness of God in flesh and blood. We praise you that in your appearing as one of us, you meet us as your children. We pause to acknowledge any specific moments of grace and love and to give thanks and praise for them. We continue now by acknowledging our humanity. Where we have become so consumed with work and the busyness of the day that we forget you, shine your light afresh into our clouded minds and draw us once again to yourself. Where our steps have taken us from the best and we have settled for a broad and easy path, guide us once more into the way of Jesus Christ and reveal your glory through us. Amen. We read from Psalm 130. From the depths of despair, O Lord, I call for your help. Hear my cry, O Lord, pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. I long for the Lord more than centuries long for the dawn. Yes, more than centuries long for the dawn. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is unfailing love. His redemption overflows. He himself will redeem Israel from every kind of sin. We return to our liturgy now. For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. We pray for those we have encountered or whose circumstances have captured our hearts and prayers. We pray for all that the remainder of this day promises. We pray for our world, church, and circle of friends and family. We pray for the light to shine in the darkest places of our world, bringing the hope of the kingdom of Christ where fear reigns and lives are most broken. As the remainder of the day unfolds and we seek to be attentive to your word and spirit, contemplating you, the triune God, in silence and conversation, in stillness and in service. So reveal your glory in us, that we might carry about us the aroma of Christ this day, that through us others might be touched by your kingdom and encounter your love, to the glory of your name Amen.